Welcome to the Connectable Podcast.
Creating connection through relatable conversation.
The Connectable Podcast starts in 3, 2, 1.
Excuse me, my water.
Well, let's get it.
Let's bring in the new year with a couple of double guns. Very nice. What's going on, Deb?
Great. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Yeah, we're recording this on a Friday, a rare Friday recording for us, January 7th. So yeah, Deb, if you're watching the video, Deb's acting really excited, but in reality, she's saying, I hate Josh. I don't want to be here. It's Friday. I'm a teacher. It's my first week back from winter break. And if I could come through the screen and kill you, I would.
Okay.
Tell me, are any of those things a lie, or was that 100% accurate?
It's like half truth. It's okay. I just had a spoonful of marshmallow cream, so I'm good.
Ooh, that's a power. That's a power sugar move.
I just got a sugar rush. I'm good.
Okay. So I have a couple of questions based off what you just said. Was the marshmallow cream just something that you had laying around? Is it something you keep in stock regularly, or was it for something specific?
So my sister always makes me treats for Christmas. So for Christmas, she made me, as one of her gifts to me, in a mason jar. I don't know. She probably found it on Pinterest or something, but it's like a layer of like crumbled Oreo cookie.
Okay.
Some homemade marshmallow cream that she made. And then a layer of crumbled graham crackers, and then marshmallow cream, and then cookies. It's like a layer of just sugar. And it's
Sounds delicious.
I just needed a quick high. So I just had a spoonful of that a second ago.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, I can't tell.
I could not tell.
It's working.
Now, I just want to be very clear. I'm not saying you look tired. I'm just... Don't you, when people say that, it's like, what do you mean I look tired? I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying your energy level is a little low, but that's okay. And you like, and the look that you just gave too is like, hey, what's on your TV right now? What's paused right now?
There's nothing. Look, I'm telling you, I'm so tired. Look, there's nothing.
Oh, there is nothing. All right.
It's turned off. I just got home a little bit ago, and I just opened my laptop, took my spoonful, and just, I not turned my TV on.
All right, there you go. Marshmallows and podcasts. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Anyways, so you had a good winter break.
It was good. It wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
It was two weeks, you know, and some people are like, 2 weeks, what? That's awesome. And it was awesome. But I heard another school district gets 3 weeks, and I'm like, that would have been amazing. But you know what? We start up when we start up, and the first week is always rough, no matter what, whether it's 1 week off or 2 months off. So yeah, but you know what?
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say, and I think the only reason why it's felt so rough this week is because we are down a lot of staff members. So the Rona is hitting the adults hard right now. And so we've had to cover if anyone who's listening knows teachers and what's going on out there with education, like no one wants to teach right now. No one wants to sub, no one wants to, we're so short staffed. And so, we cover and, you know, we get compensated for it and stuff though, but it's like overtime.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. And I don't know if this is appropriate to ask, but now have you had COVID?
I have not.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, no, but I mean, I don't know. I've never tested positive. I got sick for the first time over Thanksgiving break. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even go home. I didn't want to go home to see my family. I got it the morning of Thanksgiving. You know, I had a lot of sneezing, runny nose, so bad. I just felt super tired and just like foggy, like head foggy. I got a rapid test when they used to be available back in November, from CVS. It was negative. So I was like, okay, maybe it's just a cold or allergies. I don't know. It lasted for about 4 days and then I was fine. I never had a fever though. I kept checking my temperature, but I ended up not going home for Thanksgiving because I just didn't know. And then later, right. And then now I'm finding people are telling me, oh, like, but I know someone who tested negative and then finally positive. Like it takes a few days of symptoms. I don't know. I don't. It just, so.
Yeah. We're not doctors on this show. So.
Right. So that's why I'm that I know of. I haven't, I don't know. But like, that's the first time I've been sick and have had symptoms since the pandemic started. I haven't been sick this whole time.
Got it. It is the worst. I was at work the other day and I had to sneeze and I had a little bit of a tickle in my throat. So there was a moment where I had to sneeze and cough. Do you know how terrifying that is? Because, you know, just, you don't want anybody to think, you know, it's like, oh, what's going on over there? Does he have something? And so like, I had to hold both those in. Do you know how difficult that is to hold a sneeze and a cough in?
That's dangerous.
No, it was worth it. I just buried it deep inside my nostrils and my throat. And I felt like my head was going to explode. I'm like, what is going on? People probably thought I had a seizure. You know what I mean? Just at my desk. Not that seizures are funny. I want to make that clear too. But just, you know, that's what it felt like.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
That's but anyways, well, good. I'm glad you had a good break. I'm glad that you got a little bit of a recharge, little bit of a refresh.
It was good.
Yeah.
You guys had a good New Year's?
Yeah, we didn't do much. Just hung out with family. And that was pretty much it.
Did you make it to midnight?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I stayed. Did you?
I did. Barely.
Barely. Yeah. No, I feel like staying up that late for me is just like a regular thing now. I mean, it's just, I'm more of a night owl. You know what I mean? I do okay in the mornings too. You know what I mean? I feel like I might be an anomaly.
24 hour person.
Maybe. Well, there is a point though where I hit like a zombie mode. Like, you know, I feel like I really do okay with a little bit of sleep until I sit down. If I sit down, then all of a sudden, like, it's a good thing I'm not in school anymore, right? With this mentality, because I would be asleep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that would be it would be a tough thing in school for me right now. But luckily I'm not. So I can kind of keep it moving and avoid the sleepiness. But yeah, it was good. It was fun. We didn't, like I said, didn't do a whole lot, but it was spend some time with family, and it's always a good time. Yeah.
Cool. Now, do you do the whole, we've talked about this before. You've done an episode about New Year's resolutions before. I don't remember. Don't remember exactly what we said. Did you say your resolutions were dumb?
No, what I said was I do remember this conversation because I don't think I articulated it very well. I don't mind resolutions. I don't necessarily make resolutions. I have an issue with sometimes these people out there, like these people on Instagram, like these people that are supposed to be like entrepreneurs, motivators, are like, oh, I don't believe in resolutions. Resolutions are stupid. It's like, okay, calm down. And they give all the reasons why they think resolutions are stupid. I feel like that at some point became a thing where people feel like resolutions are just dumb and they want to tell everybody how resolutions are dumb. And to that, I say, I think you taking the time to say that is dumb. So that was probably what we were talking about. No, again, I'm all for, like, I know people, especially like highly motivated people, they do say like, hey, I don't really do resolutions because, you know, I don't feel like I need to wait until the first of the year to start something. My thought is, you know, sometimes, like, yeah, in a perfect world, anybody should be able to start their diet, workout plan, their new thing that they're trying to tackle, like at any time, right? But we all know sometimes for some people, it's easier to put specific parameters on it. Like, that's just how it is. So my thing is, hey, if you're out there and you have a New Year's resolution and you're saying on the first, I'm going to do this, good for you. Go for it. And I hope it sticks. Because sometimes I feel like we focus so much on this idea of like, well, people, you know, the gyms get crowded on, you know, January 2nd, January 1st, and then we don't see them again. It's like, okay, like, does it really matter? You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe try to encourage people and try to help them figure out a way to maintain that rather than just say like, you're not going to be here in 2 months. You know what I mean? Like, right. What are we doing here? That's just my thing. So, yeah, I don't think resolutions are dumb. I don't have a problem with them, but that being said, I don't necessarily make them either.
Gotcha. I don't know about the word resolution. I don't know. You know, like, what does it mean? And anyway, I just try to, me and my friend this year started, a couple of my girlfriends were like, what do you want your word for the year to be? Like, if you just, one word. One of my friends, you know, picked the word patience. Another one picked like forgiveness. And I had trouble finding my word. I'm like, I don't know, one word, like, that's rough. And I picked the word endure, like just to have, you know, have the endurance to just keep going no matter what. So I guess so that way it could be a little more broad. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Sometimes I'm just like, I'm too tired to move, to go forward. I want to take the whole month off. But so my word is endure. I don't know. So I don't do a resolution. I just now, I guess I'm going to try doing a word. I don't know. We'll see if I remember a month from now. So
I like that. What do you think? Not to take this too deep, but here we are. What do you think your word would have been for this past year?
Oh, like, okay.
It's too late. How about this? Take another scoop of marshmallow and then come back and answer the question.
I'll think of something mid-sentence here in a little bit.
Yeah.
What would your word have been for this past year?
Let me see.
It's not as easy as it looks.
No, hold on. I've got some ideas. I'm not like making sounds like a Muppet. I don't know why I was the first thing that the sounds you made me think of. No, I mean, obviously mine would have to do with family, because we brought a new little member of our family into the world. And so I think I'd probably adjustment, because I think, and I mean, you can make that case for any year, but for us, obviously, you know, you kind of go from marriage and you adjust in that space. And then we had our first child, and then it's a huge adjustment to how life is and things that you can and cannot do. You have to adjust, and then you kind of get a good flow and you feel like everything is kind of going smoothly and consistently. And then you add another little person into the mix. And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, we're adjusting again. And right now, this year, especially, it feels like we've had to, sometimes it feels like you're adjusting like week to week, right? Like habits, patterns, things that your kids learn and things that they know, everything changes. And so I do feel like adjustment would probably be the right word for me. And not a bad thing at all. It's just like, I think you have to constantly, like you and I have talked a lot about on our sports podcasts, you know, you just have to kind of, the situation changes, but ultimately it comes down to how do you handle those situations, right? And so, that'd probably be my word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I give you enough time?
Yeah. I think, perfect. Well, I like that word. Well, no, I mean, I don't know. I have lots of, I think I would use the word resilience.
Sure.
Just because, well, like, so your word inspired me, because I'm like, yeah, there was a lot of changes and adjustments. Just my year went from, you know, starting last January, we were full, like for me personally, in my life and my job, we were fully online distance learning. And then in April, within like a week's notice, okay, go back to school part-time with a few kids in front of you, but the rest of your class is online, but you still work from home on Wednesdays. But then like a week into that, then they're like, okay, kids can come every day now, because they were coming every other day. There was just so many weekly like new things happening. And then there was summer school, and there was, and then when school started in the fall, just now with in-person, like that was crazy. Like no one knew how to behave. The kids right. Don't know how to be in society. It was just adjustment after adjustment after adjustment, like almost on a weekly basis, I feel like, for the whole year. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate just in their own personal life with just, you know, we're in a pandemic and businesses unfortunately shut down. Like I feel so bad for those people who lost their jobs and their business. And, you know, so I guess on the flip side, so I have resiliency would be one word, and then grateful would be my other word, because, you know, I kept my job the whole time, and like I got through the other side, like I made something good of it. So yeah. It's just crazy.
Yeah, crazy. No, that's good.
Another word, crazy.
Yeah, no, great. Yeah, crazy. That sums it up. Yes. Yeah, no, and I think I like that. Grateful. And I think we kind of talked about that when we did our Thanksgiving episode. you know, I just feel like being grateful, being thankful for things is really important. And like we could sit here and make the case. I'm sure both you and I could make the case of all of these reasons why we aren't grateful for something. But ultimately, it does no good. It does no good when you think that way. But I mean, you think about all the good that comes from when you are thankful. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you could sit there, but it's not going to do anything. But yeah. You know, if you do kind of on your mind is constantly this idea of what you're thankful for, then I do think that's a massive benefit. And I think that that plays into the resiliency that you were talking about. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's hard to be resilient if you're constantly negative and you're not thankful for the things that, even if it's like the smallest thing,
right.
if you're not thankful for it, I don't think you're going to be resilient. Like, I think ultimately it will break you because there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no hope at the end of what you're doing, right? But if you're thankful, even at the end of the day, you're like, okay, I'm thankful. Today sucked, but I am thankful for X, Y, and Z. Or maybe it's just X on some days. But I think that's enough to keep a person going. You know what I mean? And that continues to feed into the resiliency. Like, I think you need it. I think you need to have that. Otherwise, it's not gonna work. It's gonna break you.
Right.
Yeah.
I totally agree. That was a really good point there, actually. I've never, and I understand what the word resilience means, but I never thought of it that way. So here's my big compliment to you.
Thank you. I'm just gonna accept it too. I'm not gonna say
accept it and moving on.
Yep.
That was good. That was really good.
It's good to be back. Is it weird podcasting with me? Jeez. Look at your compliment really made me stumble over my words.
Yeah.
I'm just so flattered. Is it weird podcasting with me again after you did your all girls episode, which I would highly recommend you guys check out. I'm gonna be honest though, if you're a dude, it's probably not gonna be your cup of tea, but that's okay. It doesn't have to be. But if you are a lady, definitely check it out. Now that being said, I did listen.
Only because you do the technical stuff for it.
And I don't want to.
Well, and you wanted to make sure I didn't completely screw it up. Totally get it. But.
Oh, no, I wasn't worried about you screwing it up.
he paused there and gave like a side eye look. If you guys are watching the YouTube.
Nicole was there. So yeah, I was good.
Under control. Nicole's
yeah. There. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's kind of like if you have your, you know, you have like some, like your oldest kid babysitting your younger kids. But you let the neighbor next door know, it's like, hey, just keep an eye on the house. You know what I mean? That's kind of what it's like. Like, you were technically the babysitter of the podcast, but I told Nicole, it's like, hey, Nicole, you know, Deb's alone. Just keep it. Make sure she doesn't burn the place down. You know,
it was good. It went well. It was, and this is why dudes probably don't want to listen to it, but it's about divorce and weddings and basically just three girls just like chit chatting. But it doesn't feel weird talking to you. It just, this is what I'm used to. I'm not used to recording conversations with my girlfriends. I was a little nervous. I was like, oh, like we talk about some things. I don't know if I should hit the record button, but we stayed on task. We did very well.
Well, and can I tell you something? So I'm never, like I've told you before, you can say whatever you want on this podcast. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It's whatever you feel comfortable with and whatever you're not going to ask me to edit out later. Cause I don't want to do that ever. Like I don't edit this podcast. Like I don't take chunks out. This is a very raw format of podcast. And so when people are like, hey, can you take this out? I'm like, oh, do I have to? So that's my biggest thing. Like, I don't care what people say on here, as long as they don't regret it later and then make me edit it. That being said, the only time I get a little bit nervous for you is when I remember that you are a teacher. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh yeah, this is different. Cause like, I'm good. It's not going to really affect me. You, it will affect a little bit differently if you say something that you regret. And I will say this, when I listen to the podcast, the one part I'm like, I'm not sure where she's going to go with this. When you first introduced your friend, Jamie, who did a great job, and you said, yeah, she's a podcast virgin and we're going to, and then you just blanked. I'm like, I'm not sure where she's going with this statement. But I was like, I was listening with anticipation. I'm like, I can't wait to see what she's going to say next.
What did I say next? I don't remember.
I don't know. I think you realized you had nothing. And then I think it just, you know, went a different direction. But I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
I'm sure because there's no video, right? Like you can't see it. I'm sure we all looked at each other and like started low-key giggling when I said that. I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? I just... Well, yeah. And I do have to be careful because I am a teacher and, you know,
yeah.
Keep it at least a little PG, maybe 13, but
PG. No, it was good. You guys did a good job. So yeah, anyways, I would definitely recommend you guys go check that out. It was our last episode. So enjoy that. Enjoy that. We did we did just, so here's the reason why we're recording on Friday night is because.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the reason why we're talking. This always happens. Okay, sorry. Continue.
That's okay. No, it's okay. It's all good.
I barely forgot that that's why we, that's what we had to talk about.
No, so. It's all good. Hey, we're just here to talk. That's what we do. That's what we do. So, so we're recording on a Friday night because on January 3rd, it's a Monday, we started our 2021 Guest of the Year bracket competition. We did this with the Character Combine podcast and it was so much fun. Same format, 32 people. We took our top, you know, 16 downloaded guests for the first half of the year, the top 16 for the second half of the year. And then we put them on each side of a bracket and then have them basically fight it out for that top spot. And it was just so much fun because people really got into it. Like, I think I told you this before. Sometimes when we first did it, and even this time when I first was getting ready to launch it on that Monday, I'm like, I hope this goes well. Cause it's one of those things where if it doesn't go well, then it just seems stupid. Like I'm just doing 5 days of this dumb competition and no one cares. But it went so well with the Character Combine that I'm like, okay, we got to do it for Connectable. And it went super well this time too. People really get into it, which is the best part of it. Like I love seeing, like it is a cool thing because of, you know, our goal of getting people connected and helping people, you know, kind of get a better idea of what's out there, who's doing what, their brands, their organizations, their, you know, businesses. You know, this whole bracket helps people connect because you're constantly seeing us share and retweet these things of other people. So, that was like a really cool part of this whole thing. And yeah. Then it helps, you know, a couple of people are like, hey, it was cool. Like, Tyler, who was in the finals, Tyler Andrade, he's like, hey man, this was awesome. He's like, I had a bunch of people reach out that I haven't talked to for a long time, you know, voted and got reconnected. You know, and then other people became aware of other people that they didn't really know we did podcasts with. And it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Let me follow this person. Right. And so, yeah, the whole thing was just really cool. And seeing how people get really into it is my favorite part because like, I just love it. Like Zach and Troy Spivey of the Spivey Special Podcast, you know, and like Troy's reaching out and, he's texting me. He's like, hey man, like what's the score now? And like 3 hours later, he's like, hey, what's the score now? And I love it. It's the best part of the whole thing because like they're competitive, you know, they like to have a good time with it. They like to run with it and their fans get into it and their followers get into it. And so, it was a lot of fun. And then you have people that we know on this podcast that know each other, you know, mm-hmm. And they didn't realize they were on the same podcast at different times. Well, they eventually competed against each other and there's a lot of trash talk going back and forth. And, yeah, just a lot of fun.
Let me ask you this. How glued were you to your phone all week? Because so Josh does all of this. I do nothing. I sit back, I repost and I watch from my phone too. I do nothing. So Josh sets the bracket up and puts everyone in there and, you know, and so anyway, so you're constantly tagging people and reposting and counting votes. Like how time consuming is that? Like, how do you count the votes? Well, it counts for you, I guess, right? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, no. So I know. I was thinking about that. I wish there was a way that you could see. Maybe next time I give you the login for like Instagram, so you can kind of follow it along too. Okay. But so the way we do it, and this kind of came up today. We do Instagram poll for each matchup, right? So you vote on there. It shows the percentage, but behind the scenes, I can see like how many total votes are for each person. Okay. Well. We know both for Character Combine and this podcast, we do have a section of people that are like loyal listeners to the podcast that don't have Instagram, but they only have Facebook.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So to make the voting available to them, I do a poll on Facebook too. So basically when you share it to Instagram, you can just click the button saying, hey, please share it to Facebook as well. So it's super easy. Where it gets a little kind of crazy, where it gets crazy is that I have to count between the two. Right. Oh,
okay.
And where it gets, and if people aren't really paying attention to the different things I've posted leading up to these rounds, mm-hmm. Some people didn't realize that Facebook voting was counting as well. So like on Instagram, it might show this person's winning, you know, 55% to 45%. And then I say, hey, they say, hey, what's the score? I said, oh, by the way, you're losing. Cause when you put the two together, they're crushing you on Facebook. Wow. Like, wait, what? And so it just becomes this whole thing. So I don't know if I'm going to do that moving forward. Okay. Because I'm not great at math. So don't worry, everybody. I have people double check me. It's fine. But I'm not great at math. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to keep doing this. It does add some weird, you know, quirks to it. And right. So I'm like, I don't know. People on Facebook may just be out of luck.
They just need to, they just need to be on Instagram then.
There we go. But so that's kind of how it works. But am I glued to my phone? I try not to be as much as possible. But like what happens is a lot of people do reach out and they're like, hey, where are we at now? Hey, how much is this person winning by? Hey, is it close? You know, it happens quite a bit, which I love. Like I said, I love it. I was telling Rachel, it'd be nice if I didn't have a job. And it's like, this was my job and I could just do this. Like, hey, what'd you do today? Well, I just ran a competition bracket. It was fun. That's what I did. It's not too bad, but there are times where it gets a little bit crazy because here's what happens too. And this is not a bad thing. This is just the reality of it. Like those early rounds, especially on this podcast, we've had some people on this podcast that are local people. We've had some people that have small businesses. We have some people on this podcast that have pretty big platforms. Show Baraka, pretty big recording artist. London Souza has a pretty big platform, fitness platform. A couple of other people that have these pretty big platforms. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they're not really going to get into the competition because like they have their own branding thing. It's like, I'm not going to repost this competition because this means nothing to me, which I'm fine with. That's perfectly fine. And then you have some people that, you know, have really successful businesses, but they're like, I'm super competitive. I'm going to win this competition. And so, you know, so what happens in those first couple of rounds is you kind of weed out the people that maybe aren't the most interested in it. And then there's a certain point where you realize, oh, okay, these are the psychopaths that love this and want to crush everybody. So, it's a lot of fun. Like it's one of my favorite things that we do. Just because, and obviously like it's a huge marketing thing for us because we gain a significant amount of followers after this happens. More people, you know, a ton of people. I think the coolest thing was, and I want to shout out Alexis Smith because she's an incredible person. She did an incredible episode with us. If she would have won the whole thing, she would have been super well deserving of being the guest of the year because there's so many people when we posted her episode, however many months ago, so many people reached out and said, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And, you know, I love her. I love what she does. I love everything she says. And then, you know, obviously months go by and the downloads kind of go down a little bit, but once we did this and they saw that she was in the competition, so many people voted for her, but they're like, hey, I want to check out what this whole podcast thing is about that she did. And then she has like this massive spike in her downloads.
Oh, wow.
Because people want to check out and see, you know, what she did on the podcast. And then we started getting messages and she started getting messages saying, hey, that was an incredible episode. Like, I'm so glad that we found this or that you guys did this competition because we were able to, you know, be reminded that she did this podcast. And so obviously it's a lot of fun. That's all good, but it's cool that, you know, it's just like a good reminder too. If people maybe missed it the first go around, they can see, oh, now I get another chance to be reminded that this person did a podcast. And that's our whole goal. Like, you know, obviously, yeah, it's cool. We get some followers, we get some downloads. That's great. We love that part of it. And I'd be lying if I said this wasn't like a big reason why we do it, because it does help us out quite a bit. But the ultimate goal is the reason why you and I started this podcast is because we want to help people get connected to people that are doing dope things. And so, and people who just say dope things, like if you're just, you don't even have a business, you're just a cool person. And you like talking to us. Yeah. You bring a lot of energy and life into the conversation and you have like things that are thought provoking. We love that too. And so, you know, I think the thing that I always walk away from this thinking like, this is really cool. And you get to see like how much love and support these other people in the bracket have, right? Like Tyler's mom was super involved in this bracket. Tyler's wife was super involved in the bracket. Tyler's like his entire gym, like his mom reached out, who I believe is the co-owner of their gym with him. And she's like the gym is just like all a buzz right now. She sent me a message. She's like, the gym's going crazy. She's like, they just love this competition.
That's awesome.
And they love Tyler. And it's like, that's awesome. Paul Piercy, shout out to Paul Piercy. In fact, I'm wearing one of his shirts right now because he's the winner. Shout out to Paul.
Winner,
Paul. Winner. Man, people love Paul Piercy. a lot of love and support for him too. And that's the thing I love seeing, you know what I mean? I just love seeing that, the support and the love that these people have, around them is pretty cool. The Spiveys, same thing. Like their wives were involved, you know, yeah. I know some of their good friends, they were involved retweeting, sharing all that stuff. And, it's just cool. Like it's just, I think it was fun with Character Combine, but I think with this one, like it just felt more meaningful because of this idea of connection. You know what I mean? And so yeah, I definitely have some ideas for next year. I've been working on some ideas with Jordan, who,
sweet.
Yeah. And I want to give a shout out to Jordan real quick too, because, people on this podcast know. And I'm going to say this, like, we're not going to do a year in review thing, cause Deb hates that. We're not going to do that. No. I love it. I love picking my favorite guests. I don't care, but I'm not going to do that to Deb this time. But I will say, and I've said this before, and I truly mean it, Jordan had probably the funniest episode we've ever done on this episode, on this podcast. And the thing that I don't think people know about him is he's also super creative. And so I always run ideas like about this podcast by him and then by you. And then I'm just joking.
That's fine.
No, but I run these ideas by him and cause I'm always interested in hearing his perspective on things. And so just a little shout out to him. Like, I don't know if people know that, but he's incredibly creative.
Nice.
And so we've been working on some ideas about how to make next year even better. And how to get you more involved with it too. Yeah. And yeah, because like I said, I was trying to figure out how to do it, but I just don't know how. Like, I don't want to constantly text you, because you're obviously working, and we don't need to bring this up on the podcast. But obviously, you text things that you shouldn't text when you're in the middle of workday.
That's okay. All the time.
All the time.
I don't constantly have children in front of me. Okay, I have 7-minute passing periods, and then lunchtime.
Okay. Well, here's how. Let's do this. Send me your schedule. And then I have a quick window to text Deb. Here's an idea for the podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we have some really fun ideas for the next time around. And so we have a whole year to figure it out. But yeah, this is definitely something that we want to do every time because it's just fun. It's just fun. People enjoy it and yeah.
Love it. Yeah. When you mentioned this, I totally forgot about it. Not forgot about it, but when you mentioned it, you know, a few months ago. I was just like, oh my God, yes. Because I remember the bracket and the combine, but I also missed it when we did Character Combine bracket last year, because I was without a phone for a week.
Right.
So that was the 1 week I didn't have a phone. Long story short, I ordered a new phone, turned in my old one. The new one took a week to come in. I was phoneless for a week. And I think when I finally got a phone, I think you messaged me and you're like, and I forget. And I was like, what happened? And you're like, oh, you missed the whole thing. I'm like, what whole thing? I missed the whole thing. It was so sad.
I text you a few times. And I'm like, hey, this is crazy. It's like blowing up.
Oh yeah.
And then crickets, like, all right. And then we're not that close. So I'm like, did I say something that offended her? And then I'm like going back in my mind, like, she doesn't get easily offended, but maybe I did. I don't know. And then to find out later, you didn't have a phone. So that made me feel a little bit better.
Well, and I couldn't even give you or anyone a heads up because I turned my old phone in, went to the other phone store, like the provider, and they said they had a phone. But then when I got there, they're like, oh, we don't have it. So it was one of those things where I was like screwed. I was like, cool. Right. Like, I don't even, I have my dad's number memorized and that's it. Like and my sister's number memorized. Forget it.
was it kind of nice though, not having the phone?
It was actually nice. It was, it was very nice. I think I said this on one of our podcasts. I think the only a couple of times the other Deb had to give me her phone. Hey, so-and-so wants to talk to you. Like one of our mutual friends or whatever. Like
she did that for the podcast.
Huh?
She did that for the podcast when we were recording. I don't know if it was a day that you and I were supposed to record together.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I got a message from like, hey, this is the other Deb. Deb,
right?
Deb's like, it was like, Deb's gonna be late to the podcast. Like, what is going on here?
That's right. Oh yeah, I remember that. And then,
yeah.
Well, and then so when I got my phone back a week later, I'm like thinking, oh my God, everyone's trying to get a hold of me. Turns out it was basically only you trying to get a hold of me. I like texted my family. I texted my family and a few.
I forgot about that.
That I'm like, it's okay, I have my phone back, and they're like, what? They like. Didn't even notice. Didn't even phase them. So they won't get one missed me. So
it was only Well, you know what makes that worse too is, like you said, I was the only one that was reaching out to you, but there's a good chance it was just because, like, hey, are you still part of this podcast? Did you quit? So it wasn't even like, hey, everything good? It's just like,
what are you doing? Where are you? Where this competition's going on? And I'm having your
right.
All that was.
I just need to know. Do I need to find a new co-host? Yeah, let me know.
So anyway, that was fun. So
yeah.
When you said a few months ago that we're doing it again, I was like looking forward to it. Cause I'm like, I can finally be involved, or at least check on updates constantly, you know, and see how it's going. And so that was
fun. Yeah. Super fun competition. Like I said, shout out to Paul Piercy, the winner. Way back though, that was like episode 6 or 7, I think. That's almost a year from now.
It was
a year back.
It was episode 8. I just looked it up before we hit record, because I'm like, when was that? I was trying to remember too. I was like, that must have been so he was only our 8th episode in.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, which is crazy that we've done this for a year.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Still going.
Every time she says that, you guys, it just makes me think, it's like, oh, another year for now. You know what I mean? I just can't tell with Deb. You guys, any of Deb's friends, if you can tell me what's going on through her head.
You know, it's
that'd be great. Nicole, help me out.
It's the older I get, I'm like 7 o'clock. I'm like, I'm bedtime. And then we hit record at 8. And so I'm losing it sometimes. I think that's what it is. I don't know. So anyway, I'm hit or miss.
Okay. Cool.
He's like, great.
Yeah. Like I said before, sometimes I'm not even sure what we're doing here. You know what I mean? Have you ever thought that? Like, we started this thing off saying we're going to get connected to people, maybe make some money. Haven't seen a dime from this podcast. Not a dime. Have we spent money? Yes, we have. We have spent money on this podcast. Has anything come back?
No.
I'm going to say this. Can I say something?
Yeah.
I don't think you like saying these types of things. No. I don't want to sound arrogant or cocky, but here we go. So there was that SAC Trending Awards competition that I told you about. That was on Instagram, and it's like all these different categories. And one of them was like the best Sacramento podcast of the year. We didn't make it in. We didn't get enough of the votes. So we needed Paul Piercy to help us out. Paul Piercy and Tyler Andrade. But little did we know, maybe next year. But I'm just going to say this. Some of the I listened to some of the podcasts that were nominated. I'm going to say this. We're pretty good at this. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to call anybody out by names. I'm just saying, like, you listen to some of them, it's like, like, I feel like we're doing pretty good. You know what I mean?
I think so too.
You have any thoughts on that?
Well, I always say, I don't know why people want to listen to me talk, but it just, for people, for some reason, people do. I've heard, and you've told me this, people like our dynamic back and forth. We just like to talk. I can talk to a brick wall. I did that for a whole year for distance learning. So
good point.
It's, yeah, she just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how great our content or my content is.
You can say ours, our content. It's fine. I think we're kind of in this thing together. So
I adjusted it and said mine because I don't know how great I do after 8 o'clock at night. So there you go.
Well, that's the thing with these podcasts.
Oh.
You know what I love about the podcast?
Huh.
So obviously it's fun getting to talk to people. It's fun getting to know people. It's fun having conversations with you about just different things and getting your perspective. But for a personal development thing, for me at least, it really does make me realize like the areas. I'm like, yeah, it makes you look like you have to look like, how many times have we been like, that was a rough episode. Like, I'm not sure why we recorded tonight. Like, that actually kind of sucked. Like, we got to post it because we don't have time to do anything else. But that was brutal. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, I actually enjoy that part of it.
Yeah.
Because it forces you to like look in the mirror and think, okay, like today I'm like, you know what? I think we're pretty good at this. And then next week I'm like, we have a lot of work to do. Like, we're not that good at this podcasting thing. You know what I mean? So
it's just, it's practice. Remember when we like would trash our solo episodes way like years ago during Combine?
Yeah.
Remember, we would like start all over and we would just straight up say, we're not posting that. That was awful.
Yeah. Well, so, okay. So our first two episodes we did with yes. The third and fourth episode, we decided, just believe it or not, people, At one point, when we were recording in person, we would try to knock out 2 episodes in one night. Probably not our best idea, especially for the second episode.
Right. And with our episodes being like an hour long-ish, maybe a little under.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so we would knock it out. And I remember that first one, the first time we did a solo episode, we did episode 3 and 4 together. And number 3 was really, really rough. And I remember at that point, like you and I were still listening to the full episode, like the next day. Like I would send you the file, you would listen to it, I would listen to it in full. And then we'd be like, hey, what do you think? And we'd kind of pass notes back and forth. And I remember that third episode, we sent it and we listened to like, because at that point, I still didn't know you very well. Like there was still new in the podcasting partnership. I'm like, how do I tell her this episode sucks? Yeah. And you're like, what do you think? You're like, yeah, it was okay. I'm like, perfect. I see my window. Yeah. I don't think it was very good. And you're like, no, thank God it was not. Like, okay, perfect. Scratch it. We got to get rid of that episode because it was sucked.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm like, for me, I was going to say, remember when we used to have notes in front of us? I can't remember the last time I had a note in front of me. I don't know. Maybe you have bullet points. Maybe you're more organized than me, but I don't do notes anymore.
Mine are really, really rough. It's like, yeah, it's basically the same thing. I don't really have notes unless it's like a very specific topic. Yeah, no, I don't take the notes anymore, but yeah, we used to like, I have like a real piece of paper.
Yeah. Like bullet points. Well, and it was because like, you know, when you first start doing this, no matter how good of a, you know, talker you are, no matter how social you are, or how outgoing you are, you're nervous because you're recording. Like mm-hmm. This is going to be out there forever. And so for me, I had to have bullet points because I'm like, what if I'm going to get off topic as usual? And I need to like, look at my notes to like, bring it back in.
Right.
Now we just kind of rely on our just breath, whatever's left in our brains to reel it back in.
I wish you wouldn't have said that, because really people are going to hear that and think you guys are relying on your brains at this time of night. Okay, sure. And or they're like, that makes a lot of sense. Now I understand this podcast better.
I think a lot of people are going to say it makes sense.
I think so. Anyways, do we have any more? Oh, you know, I will say this. Oh, sorry, guy. Go ahead.
I was going to make note that my laptop is not sitting on top of Twilight books anymore.
Hey, shout out to Christine.
She took them back. She came to visit me, and it was a bittersweet departure. I had those Twilight books for years. She even was like, well, so when she, you know, so she came to visit me, obviously she knew I had them because of, you know, posting and the podcast, and she listens to it all the time. But she was like, she told me before I heard you talk about it on the podcast, I thought I lost those books. I think that's what she said. Christine, is that what you said? Something about, she's like, I thought I lost them, didn't know where they were. And then you said you had them. And I'm like, that's where they are. Now, mind you, Christine and I haven't gone to college together since, 2012. So what? Okay. 10 years ago. So Christine, I think I've had those books for 10 years. I think it's safe to say. So anyway, okay. And now she has them back.
Nice. Now, Christine, I have a question for you. I'm going to address you directly. Were those books, and be honest, you can let us know in the messages. You can DM me if you want, if you're afraid to put it out there publicly. It's fine. What were those books that you were missing? Was that like the last thread of attachment to your friendship with Deb? Like, is that like the, did you sever the ties? And it's like, okay, I got everything I need. Now I can stop being her friend. I'm just curious. Cause it seems like that could have been it. Like, I don't know if she was really visiting you to say like, oh, I miss Deb. It might've been like, oh, those books. I'm going to get those books. I'm going to cut her off and I'm done. And hey, Christine, if you gave us the 1-star review that I've mentioned so often on this podcast, I apologize on Deb's behalf. If I would have known before you were ready to write the Apple review, I would have bought you 3 new books just to make up for Deb's mistake.
You know, Christine.
You sound super guilty. All you can say is no. Christine, you didn't buy that either, right?
We'll have to see what she says then.
I don't even know if Christine, does she watch the video version of this? Because I'm just talking to,
no, I think she just listens. I think.
All right. Well, Christine, just know that I'm making direct eye contact with you through the camera right now.
He did air quotes earlier too. Couldn't see that. I don't know.
A lot of stuff that you're not going to see unless I decide to post this clip. I don't know.
But Well, we'll have to wait and see. Maybe that's what it was, but I don't think so, because Christine loves me. So she's gonna,
okay.
As she left, we planned for her to come back another time. Another.
What else did you steal of hers? Because that could just be a trip to collect.
I'm really trying to think. I don't know, because these books that the new books that my laptop are on, they're not mine either. So
I love the fact that you have to think about what you stole of someone else's. It was like, oh, I didn't steal anything else. It was like, did I steal something else?
I don't steal. I just, people give me stuff and I forget to give it back to them.
Is that how you look at this? This is how Deb goes to sleep at night, everybody. This is how she sleeps so peacefully. It's like, yeah, it's not stealing. It's them giving it to me.
Although I did enjoy the Twilight books better, but these books.
Which is awesome, because you don't even have a mic anymore, do you?
I don't. Because I need a new cord, because I got a new laptop, because my picture quality is better. So you're welcome.
Oh,
yeah. I'm going to bill you, by the way, still. So new MacBook. There you go.
Don't.
Podcast. We'll put it on the podcast tab. Okay.
Yeah. So we're in the negative still. We've never broken even.
Negative. I have it, but I just can't plug it into. I got to get a different adapter. I don't know. I don't even know how to do that. So no microphone anymore.
Okay.
And that's what my microphone was on top of the books, actually. But then when I couldn't use the microphone, I just put my laptop up there. So it kind of raised it up a little higher. So
there we go. I'm glad we got that breakdown. I'm starting to feel mean. I say these things to you on a Friday night when you're clearly out of it. I feel like you're looking at a clock. Do you have a clock around your house somewhere? Are you just looking at the time like, oh my gosh, I wish this clown would shut his mouth. I can tell the look. It's fine.
Because I keep looking because I'm like, oh shoot, we've been talking for that long? No, because it goes by so fast. Whether I'm tired or out of it or not, it goes by fast. We are at, hang on, let me guess right now.
Geez, here we go.
Hang on.
This game never gets old.
48:15.
All right. I think that's the segment of this whole podcast that people love the most, is when you pause to guess the time.
And I don't hit record. I swear. I don't like hit a timer or nothing. I don't cheat. I wouldn't feel right about that. Or if I did, I would.
But stealing books is okay? Is that where we draw the line?
If I did that, I would have just admit it right away. No, but I didn't steal. These were given to me and I borrowed them. I just forgot to give them back. But I still have them. So I can still, it's not like I borrowed them and lost them. So I could still give them back. I just, yeah.
All right.
I forget.
We've talked too much about this, I think. So, well, do you have any other thoughts before we get out of here? Any other thoughts about the new year? Any other thoughts about just anything? Do you have any other thoughts, Deb?
Oh God. I have lots of thoughts, but I don't know if I need to hear those thoughts right now.
Well, okay. Then I'll say this. Then. I'll say this. So we're excited to do another year of podcasting.
Yeah.
At least I am. I plan on being here. See, you guys aren't seeing this video, but Deb has a certain smile when I say things like that. And it just makes me wonder if the exit is soon. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to rant about this again, but you know, I'll just
the ones that I don't come on, I'll just have Nicole take my space.
Which Nicole's awesome. We love Nicole, but I feel like Nicole, now I'm talking to you, Nicole. You see what she's doing? She's using you as a way to get out of this. Like, I don't appreciate that. So, and here's the thing. I don't think you want an episode with me and Nicole, because we're just going to trash you the entire time.
I mean,
for the title of the episode, I'm not even going to put a title. I'm just going to put a trash can emoji. That's what's going to happen.
Got to give the people what they want.
Do you think this is what the people want?
I don't know.
Right. I'm not sure you know our audience.
Yeah, huh? Nicole, Jordan, Christine, she thinks it's hilarious. Yeah, they love it.
Oh, I was going to mention, so I don't know if you're okay with sharing this, but your friend Christine did send you a very nice encouraging message, which was cool about the podcast.
I hope I'm not outing her with her other podcasts that she listens to, but she said ours is her favorite.
Which I do have some questions about that. I feel like you need to listen. I have some podcasts that you should probably listen to. Like if ours is your favorite.
I mean, we're her favorite. She's like, you know, absolute favorite. She told me a story about one of Jordan's episodes. I'm not sure which one, but she said she was outside on a walk. I think she was pushing her kid's stroller. Like, she was just on a walk, has, you know, listening, had her AirPods in. She said she had to stop to bend over and laugh and like people. Like, she's like,
oh my gosh.
She's like, I was laughing so hard. And so
that's awesome.
Anyway, sorry, I hope I can share that, Christine, just because we're very it makes us very happy that you almost peed your pants laughing so hard.
Yes, we are thankful for that. But no, that your message to Deb did really mean a lot when Deb shared that. That was really cool. We always love hearing stuff like that because it just makes us, you know, I think even more excited about, you know, what we're doing here. Like, I think we would talk no matter what and put it out there, but like hearing that people actually enjoy it, we definitely appreciate that. So, you know, I think looking ahead at this new year, like, we just plan on having a lot more guests, a lot more awesome guests that will just share more great things that they're doing. Hopefully you and I will have some more awesome conversations like we've had in the past, both fun and serious and everything in between, more top fives. And then, you know, who knows, we've been in talks about a couple of other things that I think would be really cool additions to the podcast, as well as other things. I've even thought about, like, hey, let us know, would you guys, if we did like t-shirts, would anybody be interested?
T-shirts.
I'm working on some stuff as far as like logo redesigns and stuff like that.
Can there be a mermaid tail on it?
We could talk about that. We've talked about this before, I think, off air. This would have to be like a special edition, limited edition ginger spice mermaid t-shirt. Like, I cannot put that on our regular t-shirt. We've had this. Huh?
I'm all for it.
That's cool. Okay. Do any of your friends like mermaids?
Nope.
All right. Well, there we go. So no mermaids on the shirts.
I'll do the mermaid shirt.
We'll make a special Deb shirt.
Okay.
But I need to know, would people wear it? Because I don't want to put this time and effort into like figuring this thing out and then nobody wears the shirt besides you, Deb.
Well, I don't know.
What if it was one of those t-shirts that has like the body on the t-shirt? Right? What do you think about that?
Let's do it.
Like a mermaid body t-shirt. And then just on the mermaid's tail or fin, it says Connectable Podcast.
Yeah.
So they're holding a mic.
Hey, that's a good one.
See, all right.
You already get these ideas out. You need to like,
that's what I do.
We need to have people vote on it.
Yeah. All right. We'll think about it. A long, long conversation about it. But yeah, no. So yeah, a lot of fun stuff. We'll just keep going with this. And like I said, keep an eye out for other things that we may be doing. That will be like an addition to this podcast. We'll just keep it moving. And as always, we hope everybody had a great New Year's. We hope everybody had a great Christmas. We hope you know, everybody's doing well, staying safe. And we're super thankful for everybody that does tune in, leaves reviews, leaves comments, shares it. Like that stuff really doesn't mean a lot. And so, yeah, we're very thankful. So, Deb, where can they find us?
Okay, so find us on Instagram at Connectable Podcast. We are on Twitter at Connectable Pod. Facebook, and then of course YouTube if you're watching this right now.
Take a look. That's why we put it out there, so people can watch. Hasn't really paid off very much, but you know, to our 20 subscribers, thank you, we appreciate you.
Sweet.
There we go. All right, Deb, we will talk to you later.
All right. See ya. Peace. Happy New Year.